When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app.
Buy one, get one free on our full line sale of delicious fresh Tyson chicken with your card. Then get 6 ounce packs of juicy raspberries or blackberries for $1.67 each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, traders, it's time to wrap up the week with At the Close. We'll take a little bit of review of the action in the week. And of course, today's action after the gap down. Looks like the power hour is trying to get a little bit back of some of the losses on the day. We'll see where we close. Can we at least hold above the opening price? That's what I'm going to be watching. Let's see if we get it. What do you guys think? Throw it up in the chat. Of course, I got Joel in the back. Let's see what he thought of this market.
All right, it is time for pre-market prep at the close.
Three consecutive highs open, matched yesterday's low, and then once it took out there, that's all the breakout momentum traders needed.
All right, time to bring out Joel. Let release the Joel, like Kelly likes to say. Well, guess what? I don't even know if Joel can talk some sense into me because it was a tough day. It was a tough day for me also. We heard from Triple D, his story this morning, and it was tough for me too. I took a beating today also. Oil names stopping me out, names all around, just it's a tough market, especially when we're just getting these kind of days where you could see it. It's just a sea of red. There's very few pockets of strength today.
Good afternoon, traders and investors. Good afternoon, Money Mitch. As of this point, as of 3:32, we've avoided a total disaster. Mm-hmm. It did not look that way this morning when we took out the pre-market low by good margin. I was looking for the July 19th low at 51.50, missed it by a point and a half and went to 38.53 and then turned around. You're right, we're still above that opening price. We're down 37 and a half handles, 38 handles at 81 and a quarter. The buck, it's still green, but off the high of the session, that's up a couple pennies at 109.47. TLT, new low. Nope, not a new low, but down 75 cents at 107.22. Crude fading off the high, but still in the green, up 28 cents at 84.93. A big turnaround in the gold market, was in the red by $15, now in the green by 640. Silver going the same way, more on a percentage basis, up 1.5%. That's 29 cents at 1956. And oh, poor old Bitcoin, that's down $205, 19,525. Ethereum, so much for the merge, down 64.50 at 1430. We're coming up to an important level there in Ethereum futures. You can see that low that you had on August 29th, another low at this area, 1379. So hanging on to support. S&P's, we broke that weekly support, trying to regain it. Last week's low was at 3,900.
Yeah, it looks like right now the early reading is 2.2 billion to the sell side for the imbalances. Of course, they could change throughout. Yeah, we'll see what happens there. But definitely, let's go to the disaster stock of the day and probably the reason why we got so beaten down, right? I mean, you have to go to FedEx and take a look at that chart. And of course, impending global economy recession. Well, probably get us coming down, right? I mean, everyone's talking about recession. there's very few people talking about the whole global recession. And it looks like, I mean, Europe's having trouble. If we have trouble, does that mean a whole global recession?
I'm afraid so. Europe sneezes and we catch cold. I guess for FedEx traders, at least for day traders, you're trading near the upper portion of the range. Open 159.53. I had a monthly low, I believe, in the 153 handle, 155. Nice round number. Brought it in there, and now coming back up. Still down 21.5% at 160.70. That's down $44.14. You know what's that? You know that's weighing on. I know we talked about it in the pre-market show, but Amazon here fills the earnings gap, right? And is attempting to rebound. So I don't know. Well, it's a little bit over the 50% here for Amazon, held up a little bit better, but we'll see how this stock reacts. And earnings season coming up. And did we get a warning every day this week, Mitch? Just about.
It just seems like it. It just seems like they were taking turns this week. And I think this is something that we just need to keep on watch, because I think companies are going to want to try to lower the bar, you know, going into the earnings season, trying to maybe get it down far enough so that they can come in above expectations. You know how that good old trick likes to work, you know, give the worst news ahead of time so that by the time you actually have to give the bad news, it doesn't seem so bad. But definitely Amazon filling in that gap, showing us some downturn in Amazon. Of course, we've been kind of keeping a close eye on Microsoft. It did rebound a little bit today. It looked like it was going to get back to a new low. It did make new lows, but bounced there. I'm going to keep a close eye on Microsoft, because if I see that wash out, it's going to be danger there. I mean, we don't want to see softy kind of breaking down.
41.53 is what 41.51 and 41.53. That's what the technical traders were looking at, and you only got to 42.06. So it's a bounce. It's $2 away. I just, you know, maybe with the expiration, you know, maybe there was a little buying going on there. I wanted the S&Ps to go another buck and a half lower. It didn't. I'm sure a lot of people wanted Mr. Softy to go another 50 cents lower. Still kind of trading we're $2 from the low, and we're just about a buck and a quarter from the high. So even though this is a down day, you do have a lot of stocks in, you know, trading in the upper portion of their daily range, which is good.
Yeah, you know, these are the days that I think are the hardest. When you come into the account and you come into the morning, maybe you weren't looking at the pre-market action. By the time you come in, a lot of times you're kind of lowered through those risk points and you have a decision to make a lot of the times at the open. And I know that even Dennis pointed that maybe this down tape that we're seeing, a lot of imbalances to the downside, could cause a little bit of a spike during that the open. And a lot of stocks essentially are up higher from their open. So it's one of those hard trading days, because essentially, I mean, on the day, we're still down big, but at least on the intraday action, made up some of those losses.
I mean, that's one thing Dennis was preaching was, you know, we should be down more. We should be down more. We should be down more. And what they did, at least, according to where the stocks are trading, they came in, bought the futures a little bit, bought the stocks a little bit, brought everything into line. So it wasn't like off the opening print. I mean, the stocks still went down off the open, but there's a lot. I don't know if I'd be falling for those sell imbalances on the close. Those could always on a quad witch, they could always flip. S&P's perking up again here. We're nine handles away from that intraday high.
All right. Now, one stock definitely Uber with the hack news today. I was checking it out. It started to trade back onto the plus side. Now, one company, of course, that we didn't talk about this morning with it was Asana. And then I think Asana got hit on this too, because if you read into kind of the hack, how did he get to Uber was going through Asana and then hacking into Uber through Asana. And I think that that itself also gave questions to Asana's security. So look at Asana down today. I think this is definitely signs of concern here for the security of Asana. Oh, you get the old mute trick on me. I hate
Windows. I've been doing that a lot lately. You know what? I can't believe someone in the morning show has really good ears. Or did you hear Perry barking too this morning?
Oh, I can hear a little bit. I can hear.
I'm so far away. Upstairs, I'm in my upstairs office. She's down there in the kitchen. Okay, she's been sick, so I tried to lock her in the kitchen. And man, she's barking up a storm, and I heard it. I can't believe it went through this microphone. But you know what? She stopped barking eventually. And you know what? I went downstairs. She busted the gate down.
Yeah, she said, "I'm getting out."
All right, 38.90 there, folks. We got a rally going on.
Yeah.
We got a rally going on. There we go.
At least some kind of rally.
You help me out with this Asana chart, Mitch. I don't know.
Some people still like this one. You know, I think this is just it's in the basket with the software names. Let's just be honest. Until kind of growth comes back into play, that'll make sense. But if you think about it, it came off the support of 18. And so at least that support held. You can definitely take a look at that. And you can see that some people probably jumped on that, risking off the 17s. If that ever cracks, watch out. But definitely it tried to get back up there to 28. Now pulled back here. I have an EMA on here that I kind of watch often, which is the 9. So right around here, we should catch some support. I wouldn't want to see the 23.75 level break.
Yeah.
I'd want to see it kind of hold this little pullback below 24. And then come sweeping through 25 if I was a bull. And especially look at that Thursday high, 26.41. If you can get back above that, you're not going to be looking too bad for your 28 push towards the 30. But it's all about if we're risk on or risk off, right? I think that's what you need to be watching with these types of stock. They have great movement when growth goes up. And when growth really gets hit, these are the ones that get hit the hardest also.
Yeah. I don't know what to make of this chart because I see the gap from earnings underneath. But it sure was an earnings fade right into this high right here, your daily high. So I guess for Asana, consolidate a little bit and then maybe try and turn up. Not a bad day on Thursday, getting part of Tuesday's range. But overall, you're working on a monthly green candle, so. Well, that's one thing you got going for it. A lot of stocks don't have that going.
Yeah, now let's go towards one that has confused me on the chart because of a lot of gaps is Walmart. And we can take a look at some of the discount stores. Definitely getting some lift today if you wanted to find some kind of pocket of strength. There was some lift there in the discount stores. Dollar Tree led off of the bounce there, off the support. I was even watching it this morning, but... Man, these charts are just hard to read. I could see the support there clearly, but it's kind of like a brave thing to jump out on a gap down support there. It's tough.
Yeah, not bad relative strength. Didn't come out near yesterday's low. We're about a buck away. Got a nice rally. Oh man, another tough. Another tough chart here because you got a lot of overhead supply. With this one, you know, you had to be keen on the close. The close was 37.94, and you opened right at that area, opened flat, which was pretty good. Showed some strength there. Just went down a tad, 38.72. That was just below your close. Not a bad day, but not a great day anyways. The fact that you made a lower high in this one is that's a good sign.
Yeah, one that I've been watching that's leading in the discounts right now is BJ. And that's why I'm thinking, what about Costco? Because they have earnings next week. But BJ definitely has been really strong, holding a trend there. And I don't, it gets me thinking on Costco, right? I mean, when you're seeing kind of this get a nice lift, if you remember in Walmart's last earnings, they said that Sam's had their top membership. They even raised the price on the Sam's membership. And so BJ's doing well. Sam's is doing decent. Could Costco be doing well also? I don't know. The question starts coming in, and it's just been hard to play earnings, though. You guys heard this story from Dennis this morning. It's hard to play those earnings. I'm looking at them, but definitely Costco on my radar for next week. The 22nd is their earnings. So keep that on your radar. That's going to be Thursday next week. See what happens in Costco.
Hey, it's Sean Nelson, founder and CEO of Lovesac and host of the Let Me Save You 25 Years podcast. Want to skip the trial and error so you can head straight to success? Join me and incredible guests like Olympic legend Sean White and NFL superstar Rob Gronkowski as we share the lessons and mistakes that shaped our journeys. Ready to save yourself 25 years? Tune in on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. That's Let Me Save You 25 Years with Sean Nelson. Listen now.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Quad bottom there in BJ's Wholesale Club Holdings. Not a perfect quad bottom, but matched yesterday's low to the penny, 75.69. You had two other lows in that area. Now you're getting a nice boost. Wow, this thing has really been performing well, not that far off the all-time high. What's interesting about this is even though your all-time high was up closer to 80, 79.69, all-time closing high, you might see that if we get a little rally into the close, 78.91. So a good day, a good-looking chart for BJ. You know where the support is, so you know where you're out if it starts to go down. But for now, it looks like he wants to go up and test that all-time high.
All right, let's keep going. Let's find some other kind of, we can go into stocks that got hit, but I don't think that takes too much to find. Let's keep going into other stocks that had news today. The one, Tesla. Let's go to Tesla. I think it's important. Put out today.
Strong all week.
Deutsche Bank talking about hiking Tesla's price target here and says shares could rally more than 30%. Analyst Emmanuel Rosner upped his price target to 400 from 375, citing the Inflation Reduction Act, also stating that he's really kind of keeping a close eye on the new segments, right? The Cybertruck, the Semi next year. That's what he sees really could give it a nice lift, optimizing its manufacturing footprint with some support in the Inflation Reduction Act. He sees it could lower cost and boost demand.
This stock, it's strong. We saw it trading down in the pre-market. Never got near the current low for the week that was made on Tuesday's bloodbath. And I'll tell you, I'm not going to find too many stocks that had a green week. This is one of them. Last Friday closed, 299.68. You're currently trading at 301.40. You can't, what more could you ask for? Then a week where the index gets tattered, and you have a stock that's green for the week. So great relative strength here for Tesla. Like I said, I would have been interested down in 291. Didn't get there, but we key on our closing prices. People were looking to get out at that mark. 303.37 was your close. That was the high close for the week. Today's high, 301.57. That'll be your bogey on Monday. for higher prices in Tesla.
All right, let's talk about some of the most beaten down stocks this week. Boeing is actually down near 9%. You take a look at Boeing, it's definitely turning towards the wrong direction here. And of course, we got this morning news on those sanctions. I really didn't think it would affect the actual stock as much as it did, but it looked like really got hit hard there and continued down third of the open, at least bouncing back here with the market though.
Yeah. And once again, got opened down and they took it down 41.35. You do have some other lows in that area. No, you probably were holding out for 140.61 and you didn't get it. So you did get a bounce. Trading, in the upper portion of its range as well. So it's a bad day, but at least it found some buyers and distancing itself from the intraday low. Spoo slipping a little bit, found some big sellers in the 38.90 handle. It's been like the third or fourth time we've gone up there. So looks like we still got some overhead supply in the market.
And the other disaster stock, Adobe, making a new bottom there, a new low, but recovering a little bit. I mean, at least towards the close, recovering a little bit. But I still think we'll kind of make a new low here, unless it could push in the next 10 minutes.
Gap down. That's just people looking, saying, get me out. Nothing on the monthlies there. For Adobe, we had talked about a potential area of support at 289.71. Couldn't quite get there today. Once again, trading near the highs of the session. So buyers on weakness today, where there was nothing but sellers on weakness on Thursday.
Sneaky one here that isn't going away. First Solar. The solar bubble continues.
First Solar? Ooh. I would just say you're getting a little warning signal here. You took out the high by a little bit and you took out the low by a little bit, but you got three highs in the same area. Let's just call it 136.50. That's what you need to get up and test that 140. The high this week, 140.14. And what did you know? That the two closes this week, 36.79 and 36.76, that just missed the high of the day by about 25 cents. Spoo's making another run in the 38.90 handle. We've got to be some buy stops above that intraday high, 94 and a quarter. We all know what that low is yesterday, or the high for today is the low from yesterday, 39.05. So there we are. We did see some big selling balances. I don't know if they flipped yet. I don't think I'd be chasing those selling balances. I still think there's people, you short, you had a good week, do you want to take it in over the weekend? So we'll see if those are balances. NVIDIA's having a green day, right? It deserved one. NVIDIA up 236, made a new low for the move. Did you get to yesterday's low? Oh, you undercut the low and rallied trig, 27.90, went to 27.16. If you bought it up, if you stayed on that 27.90 as a potential buy, you're doing okay in that one. So finally a green day. What I really want to alert our traders, though, to for NVIDIA is this 132.50 area. That splits the highs from Wednesday and Thursday. I think you power your way in the 133 handle. Resistance really opens up until 139.32. So NVIDIA having a good day.
Yeah, and on NVIDIA, I'm seeing some report that we have on Pro. Honestly, I'm not so sure about it. I know it just hit the tape there at 350. So, kind of do a little bit of fact research on this. That's why I'm going to call it out like that, because even the headline seems a little bit weird for me. It's on EVGA. EVGA, of course, a major computer hardware company that produces the NVIDIA GPU-based video cards. They're saying here, at least on the report that we have on Benzinga Pro, that it terminates relationship with NVIDIA and ceases all video game manufacturing on the ground of disrespect treatment. Among other things, employees being told they'll be taken care of, but we just don't see how all those jobs will persist. So it looks like maybe some layoffs happened or something like that. Just something to put it out there. I know I saw it just hit. EVGA is definitely an important company that NVIDIA deals with. So look to see if maybe there's some following news that comes towards that. Of course.
Did you say EVGA?
Yes, the EVGA Corporation. It's an American, it's a private company. I don't think it's traded.
Yeah, I kept on bringing up that symbol.
Yeah, sorry about that. Just calling that out. And I see some other headlines out there. It's definitely going around that supposedly EVGA will no longer make NVIDIA GDPUs. That's definitely important for kind of gaming, definitely gamers out there. Let's go ahead. But NVIDIA not looking too bad, right? I heard the chat talking about maybe potentially taking some day trade kind of positions on SOXL. And I can't blame you guys for thinking about, you know, looking at the semiconductors, right? I mean, that's really what they're looking at. Overall, if you wanted to think about it, it has been coming down pretty fast in semiconductors. I mean, if there's one that I would probably think about, it would probably be the one that hasn't really given me the horrible news like AMD, right? We haven't really gotten horrible news from AMD.
Sony.
We've gotten, you know, Micron to give us the horrible news. We've gotten, you know, NVIDIA to give us horrible news. But AMD really hasn't given us that kind of negative news. We'll see what happens.
Just missed that low when they threw out the kitchen sink, 5140. Where'd you get to today? You got the 5149. X marks the spot there. AMD, I mean, if you're stepping out here at 7628, you know where your out is right there. It's 74.61. You've had the buyers coming in under 75 two times this week, two times back in mid-July. So that's your area, lower risk reward. Of course, trying to pick a bottom is difficult. Going to get the low. Looks like we're going to get our low close for the week too. In AMD. We're down. The 76.66 was a close from yesterday. So once again, you know, closer to the high than the low. I don't know if this is just, you know, kind of masking, you know, the weakness that you're seeing in here. But, you know, that's it. You know, stocks have distanced themselves a little bit from the low as opposed to yesterday's close where you did get that little pop in the S&Ps, but it was late in the day.
And I'll bring up one stock that for some reason just doesn't want to go away, Carnival Cruise. I would expect it on a week like this where the market just gets hurt, you know, for it to be down big on the week. But no. I mean, look at it. Not down big on the week at all.
10.50, 10.40, yeah. Boom. Going to be green on the week. Wow, how many updates in a row has Carnival Cruise Line had? Let's see, 98. Wow, this is impressive. 1, 2, 3.
It just doesn't make sense, you know. Definitely going. If you're looking for stocks that don't have high correlation, this might be one of them, right? I mean, sometimes we look for stocks like that, right, Joel, that just aren't going so much with the market because it's been tough to trade.
10.50. I mean, the buyer backing up the truck 2 days in a row. 10.45, 10.46, closing at 10. Going to close around 1075, 1080. So, you know, you're out. You made a new high for the week yesterday at 1119. So a little bit strength there in the cruise lines. Maybe it's just lack of sellers, you know, more than anything. Like no one, you know, everyone.
No one's willing to take it to zero.
Yeah. Royal Caribbean had to hit a new high for the week yesterday. Actually, Royal Caribbean, it's going to be positive on the week by over 3 points. Let's look at NCLH. NCLH, you know, same thing. So there's a pocket of strength there. The reopening trade, House of Mouse, not the same. Here we are getting back up below where we were before earnings on that one. S&Ps, once again, trying to close here. In the 38.90 handle, 94 and a quarter is our intraday high. So it's been a buy day, at least from the open in the early morning low. So that's what you're looking at. NVIDIA strong into the close here. 12 cents off the high of the session. They must have offset some of those selling balances.
All right, last one here. I'll do Chevron. It is coming back down. Tried to get back above that 165 level this week. And I mean, it's been sideways there. Looked decent. Now it's heading in the wrong direction if you're kind of looking for that breakout on Chevron as it comes back.
Yeah, I mean, oil was up in the morning. And then, you know, some days they just they treat these stocks like stocks. And today, you know, oil did peel back, but did not like the oil stocks. You know, keying on the close from yesterday of 160.62 could have helped you, you know, stay out of some trouble. You made a high 161.14, and now you're $5 off that. So while some stocks did have a good day, we're settling near the upper portion of your range. CVX and ExxonMobil don't fall into that. We just made a new intraday high. A new intraday high, folks. Only down 25 handles now, minimizing the damage from that down open. And now 40 handles off that low at 38.53. Man, I wish I could have went another buck and a half lower to that July 17th low, but that's what we're looking at, folks. We're getting, I don't know, I hate to try and be optimistic on a day, but, you know, that's what it says. We bounced off the low.
Yeah, at least we bounced, right? I mean, but at least there's some kind of, you know, at least maybe the grass is greener on the other side of next week. We'll end up finding out. We'll definitely keep watch. Of course, the FOMC meeting will be the focus of next week. Keep that on your forefront. And I will give you guys a little bit of insight. I will be out from Wednesday to Friday. So Joel's going to be running the show. We'll see what happens there. I'm going to New York. I'll let you guys know all about that on Monday, but definitely give a thumbs on up if you guys enjoyed our coverage this week. And like always, the bell comes, and I think at this week, it couldn't come any faster. Definitely a good week to go ahead and enjoy the weekend. Have a great one, guys. We'll see you next time. Have a great one, Joel, and take care, everybody.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.